time's coming. Christmas time's coming. Christmas time's coming. And I know.
Reading from Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 27. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Reading from Matthew 6, 25 through 27.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, December 6, 2023, and you're probably familiar with that verse and that voice. That was Donna Leland, and thank you, God, for Donna. In fact, it was her idea. My special guest wasn't able to show up for today's broadcast. I happened to text her, and I said, hey, Donna, I'm thinking of re-airing our interview from a month or so back when you kind of hosted the program and let me tell my story about the horrific accident and all that, and I thought I would just kind of re-engineer that, give people an update, because many have asked me, how am I doing, what's going on, and you said, no, Mark, let's do something fresh, and you can talk about the Singing Men concert this Saturday and give us some updates. And then you mentioned, Donna, that I should play His Eye Is on the Sparrow. So as I was driving, I thought, does Wintley Phipps do a version of that? He has that deep, solid bass voice, and sure enough, I'm going to play at some point or maybe in a minute here, but I kind of have a goal. It's that the listener would identify that God has his eye on them, that he cares for them, and that they are meaningful and they have plans and purposes to be realized. So what would you like to accomplish with this broadcast?
I think that's it, Mark, that his eye is not only on us, but he is in us. And taking that leap, knowing if we've trusted in Jesus as our Savior, he is connected to our spirit. So it's not the God up above looking down. It's the God within who lives inside of us looking out and actually through our eyes. So we're seeing this world with the Holy Spirit living inside of us, and we're able to then have our eyes open and have these God sightings because now we're sensitive to the fact that he's the one who's moving and working in our lives.
And when you say that God is in us, it's for those of us that have asked Jesus into our heart, that recognize that we need a Savior, that we fall short of the mark, that we say, Jesus, come into my life. I'm broken. I'm a sinner. I'm flawed. What you did on the cross allows me to have a relationship with God, because not just everyone has God in them, right?
Right. You have to ask. You know, he is standing at the door and he's knocking. And if you look at that idea, is there's no doorknob on his side. The doorknob is on our side. And we're the one who needs to turn and say, yes, Jesus, I want you to come in. He's a gentleman. He doesn't bust down the door. And no one can make that decision for us. It's our choice. And so that, I guess, is my hope as well, for people to understand it's their decision. It's their will. And they can say, Jesus, I want you. And what a beautiful time of year. Here we are at Christmas.
Yeah.
And what a fresh new way to enter into a new year, knowing you're right with God, knowing you have his spirit now within you to guide you and comfort you.
And he's the one that pursues each and every one of us. He came into the world so that we could see him, touch him, experience him, see how he interacted with people and brought healing and hope, and then suffered a brutal death, because that was the method God was going to use so that we could be redeemed, so that our sins could be forgiven.
Amen.
Great reminder during this time of year. Well, I have some God sightings and some updates to give. You mentioned to me, Mark, talk about the Singing Men. This is going to be our 23rd year at the Marketplace Mall food court at noon. We put on a free concert, sometimes as many as 1,000 people in the food court, or as few as about 400 or 500 if it was snowing or icing. But this Saturday at noon at Marketplace Mall. Now, some will say, but it's always the Saturday before Christmas. Well, the mall wanted to work it out a little earlier. It'll help with some of the traffic flow and the parking. So it's happening on the 9th. So it's this Saturday at noon. It's about a 45-minute, maybe an hour-long concert. We'll sing traditional Christmas music. None of those Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. These are all God-honoring selections. We'll be in our tuxedos with our red bow ties this year. And I think you're in for a real treat. So free concert. Get to the mall before noon. Get parked. Get seated. The mall sets up a lot of seats. And it's right in the food court. So I want to make sure everyone's aware of that. There'll be a lot of radio announcements all week long. But thank you, God, for the singing men and Keith Kraft, who's our director, and all the guys that have been rehearsing on Monday nights preparing for this. So this will be our only Christmas concert this year, and then we'll take a break and start back up mid-January with rehearsals at 7 p.m. on Monday nights. But yeah, we're excited, Donna. We've been able to proclaim the goodness of Jesus in the food court. It's a public venue to thousands of people, many that may not know the message and the reason for the season, the Lord Jesus.
We'll be praying for that, you know, and just praying that one up, that God would open up hearts and eyes and allow his message to go forth. Now, the Singing Men of GNN has had some really great opportunities this year. You guys got to sing the national anthem.
Yeah, that was just a week and a half ago for the Big Ten men's basketball game, the women's basketball games. We've done it for the hockey team and the baseball team and tennis. Yeah, we've sang a lot of national anthems and put on a concert a few months ago in Springfield with Huntley Brown. That was a unifying concert to bring many different churches and people together. And we look forward to doing that again in the spring and in the summertime all next year. So we're kind of gearing up for this Saturday. Then we'll take a break and then launch into the 2024 season in mid-January. So, men, if you have a heart to sing and declare the wonders of God, give the station a call, and we can tell you all about our rehearsal schedule for 2024. But pack up the family, friends, neighbors. This is a free concert this Saturday at noon at the Marketplace Mall Food Court on North Neal Street in Champaign. It's worth the drive in, and I know you'll be blessed and we'll be helping usher in this Advent season.
We're thinking about God's sightings, and of course, one of the biggest ones this year was the fact that you were in a major collision, T-boned by a drunk driver, and this was in the evening. Your car was absolutely totaled, and you walked away with some scratches and some bruising. And yet, to come away, it had to be God was completely orchestrating that. And I can't imagine what the angels look like who had to be the ones taking the brunt of that beating, because he had them stationed all around you. And so I'm going to call you our chief executive sparrow.
Oh, should I play that song now and then come back and give some of the updates on that? And there's a few other God sightings I think I want to share with you, Donna, because you love a good God-honoring story, and I think this will bless the listeners. So should I play Wintley Phipps now?
I say do it, and then we'll come back with some more celebration of all things God sighting.
Okay, here's Wintley Phipps. His eye is on the sparrow. In fact, I just found this on YouTube, so this is a live recording of Wintley Phipps and a familiar song for all of you.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home when Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eyes on me. and know he's watching over me. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know he's watching over me. I sing because I'm happy, yes. I sing because I'm free, for his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he's watching. Watching over me, I know he's watching over me, I know he's watching over me, I sing because I'm happy, Lord, I sing because watching over me.
That was Wintley Phipps, His Eye Is on the Sparrow, kind of a theme for today's broadcast. Joining me is Donna Leland, my eagle. She's been used of God in so many different ways and such a blessing to this radio ministry. And I know to you as a listener, because we get a lot of feedback. And the other day, Donna, I think you got this, but a listener said they loved that you were praying for the prodigal child, and it really touched her heart. And so many times things that God puts on your mind to share and say is so timely for the listener and timely for me. I always enjoy when I hear you, when we meet up, when we text and have you in on our open houses and other gatherings. So you're a great part of our team and the Moody Network and all the different ways God uses you to assist other broadcasters. So Donna Leland's with me on the phone, and you can hear her on Saturday on many of our stations, and she does three morning shifts for WLUJ and is just an all-around free agent for Jesus that is a faithful follower that's inspirational. What about that, Donna, for an intro?
Wow, I need to record that and play that back whenever I'm not feeling so great about my behavior. And could you put that one in my file whenever you do my evaluation, that you remind yourself what you said?
That's right. When it comes to pay raises or anything else, you know, I got to review those, right?
Right.
Oh, well, Donna, I was sharing with you off air. God has done some special things. Yes, the update as far as my health. I did get a little bit of a rehab. Everyone said, Mark, if you don't feel You can play racquetball or pivot well. Yeah, you're older and it's going to take a while to heal, but if you have a little bit of a gimpy leg, get it looked at. And so nothing broken, nothing because of the airbag with my chest. So I'm doing just about everything I always do, but have a, not a limp, but a little bit of a gimpy leg every so often when I twist. But the rehab's working on that, and they think I'll just be fine in a matter of months. So all is good. You're right. The car was totaled, and thank you, God, for those angels and his protective care. I figure he has more things for me to do, and that includes working with you and celebrating the season. And I loved your theme when you said about God's eye is on the sparrow. Listening, friend, he cares for you. He demonstrated that care by sending Jesus, but he wants to be actively engaged with your day. And if he's watching over a little sparrow, think about how more important you are to him. He cares for you. He's designed you in his image, and he's given you abilities and tasks to accomplish, and he does care. Even though tragedies can happen, heartache can be experienced, that never should minimize his care and compassion for you. Right, Donna? Doesn't God fully embrace us and care for us?
Absolutely. And the thing is, the sparrow did not have to work to earn that concern of the Lord. And I think sometimes as humans, we get it confused. Oh, but I have to work for God's approval, for his attention, for his care. But Romans 5:8 says, God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Well, we were born a sinner in that we were born without a connection to God. So he loved us before we were born. Jesus died for us 2,000 years before we landed on planet Earth. So think about that love and care. And again, the sparrow doesn't have to earn their love from God, and neither do we. It's a free gift. You know, when someone wants to give you a gift this Christmas, what are you going to say? Oh, well, let me pay you for that. No, that would be so rude. You say, thank you so much. And you enjoy the gift and receive the gift. So that's the kind of love we're talking about here, is that kind of love, sparrow love that God has for us.
Amen. Amen. Well, a couple God sightings that I want to share. I actually have about four or five, but I'm going to try to limit it. And I don't want to get too deep into the weeds, but I found out about 3 or 4 years ago that I was adopted when I was 2 years old. And so there was a whole nother side of a family that I never knew. And I have a number of brothers and sisters and cousins and nieces. And it's just been kind of a whirlwind the last few years to get to know them. Well, one sister, she's in the midst of stage 4 cancer, Kath. And in fact, Kath listens to many of the morning programs and is a part of the radio listening family. Well, a number of us decided to meet up with her in Washington. So we all got away for the weekend and went to Washington to just care for and talk with and experience some of the fill-in on our lives so we could have some memories together. And so I had a niece come in from Maine, my sweetest niece out east, Melanie, and then a cousin from Utah area flew in, and then Kath was in Washington State. All to say that God just orchestrated it where this niece from Maine, for whatever reason, her flight, you would think Maine to Washington State, you know, they would fly north. Well, she had to make a connecting flight into Atlanta to get up to Washington State, which is just so weird. Well, I also had to make a connection from Bloomington to Atlanta, and it just so happened of all the flights and all the timing, my niece and her daughter, Luna, were on the same flight. And I got the guy that was sitting next to me to move, so they both got to sit next to me. So we just chatted for like the 2 or 3 hour flight because we were just getting caught up in life, and I've only met her one other time. But anyways, that was a God sighting.
Amazing.
She's not a follower of Jesus yet. Very moral, very kind, very compassionate, a great wife and mother of 2 children, but hasn't really began that faith journey as an evangelical follower of Jesus, if you will. So I was just sharing very openly and telling her stories, and I would share God sightings, and she was intrigued and there with all my storytelling, and I think had some fun. Well, anyways, long story short, we get to the airport, we get a rent-a-car, and we had about 4 hours before my cousin was going to fly in, so we're thinking, what should we do for 4 hours? So we were told Idaho's about 20 minutes away, or 20 or so miles away, so we went to Idaho. Yeah, it'll be a fun adventure. So we go there. It's a very nice restaurant. It's overlooking this bay and these docks and the mountainside in the background. It's very picturesque. It was a wonderful restaurant. And so I prayed before the meal like I always do and was just sharing some of my faith journey and life story. And I again mentioned to her about a God sighting. And that's when God shows up. You don't maybe expect him to be realized, but because of the details or the circumstances, some would call it the serendipity of it all, that it wasn't just a happenstance. It was like planned. It was ordained. Anyway, she got the concept that God shows up. And so I told a story or two. Well, next thing I know, we're just sitting there and we see these otters swimming around this bay area, jumping up on these docks and then like squiggling around and then jumping back into the water, maybe catching fish. And there's like four of them and they're weaving. And, you know, like when you see seals or dolphins, they're just having fun in the water. And we're marveling at it from our table. So we get up. We had finished the meal. We're watching these otters back and forth thinking, what a hoot. What great timing. Well, two waiters walk by and we said, so is this like a normal thing? Do they come out at this time every day? And the two waiters said, we've never seen that before. And I'm like, oh, well, maybe they're new on staff. So two other waiters, it was a pretty busy big restaurant, and we're up against the window taking pictures. And I said to these people, hey, do you like feed these otters so that they show up all the time? You know, like, wow, we've never seen it. Well, now there's all these restaurant people that are up against the window. Not one of them, even the hostess, they all come over. We've never, ever seen otters out there. And I'm like, well, that's kind of weird. Why just when we're having lunch do these otters show up? Well, I was just thinking in my brain, that's just kind of a delight for Melanie and her daughter Luna. So we go into the gift shop and I'm just saying, hey, did you see the otters out there? And the guy goes, oh, I love otters. That's my favorite animal. I said, well, there's like four of them in the bay out there. He goes, really? That's never happened here ever. And I'm like, come on, this can't just be a one occurrence time that this has ever happened. So two other people in the gift shop that work there, I said, come on, are you guys pulling my leg? You've never seen the otters out there? So they run into this restaurant that was like attached or nearby the gift shop. And they're all like, no, this has never happened. Well, I never said anything. But Melanie comes up later and she says, is that like a God sighting? And it was just after I had shared that God cares for her and that James 4:8, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. You know, that verse that I said, test God. I understand how people can believe he doesn't exist. There's heartache. There's hurt in the world. There's disappointment. There's terror. There's recklessness. There's evil in the world. And so I can understand where some people could reject God or how could he exist and allow these things to happen. I mean, I realize that. I'm practical. But that should never minimize the fact that he is a loving, good God. He's in control. And some of these things we won't understand till eternity. But anyways, I had just finished telling her some of those things. Draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. And then she out of nowhere says, do you think that's like a God sighting for me? Anyway, that was kind of the special of many other discussions and talking about the Lord's Prayer and getting to know this niece and my sister. And before I left the car, as we all went to the airport together and I was flying out, I asked, could we all pray together? And it was a very tender, special moment. And I know some in the car had maybe never prayed before and how God used their words. And, you know, we're all in tears crying afterwards. words. It was really kind of a special God moment. But I just think these verses and this concept that God does care, that he watches over us, and that he's accessible to all of us as we call on him. So I'll kind of leave it at that.
It's a beautiful, beautiful place in that we are asking him to be a part of our day. It's that invitation.
Mm-hmm.
We're inviting and accepting and realizing that he is real and that he does exist.
Mm.
And he does reward those who seek him.
Yeah.
And he rewards us with his Holy Spirit as we trust in him.
Mm.
That is so beautiful.
Oh, yeah, there's many more. That was just one that stood out, and I can't wait to see how God continues to use these connections with this new family that I didn't know existed or that I had. And we've done two Zoom calls all together, and it's the important time of year when we can connect with family or loved ones maybe that we haven't talked with for a period of time. And it's a season where God's seemingly so much more accessible because people are saying Merry Christmas. And, you know, we're mindful that Jesus came in the form of man. He was born a baby. It was a miraculous birth. And yet he suffered and died for us. But he's going to return, and he's living, and he's active, and he wants to be involved in all of our lives. So, listening friend, if that's not true for you today because of disappointment or heartache, or you've never been told that God loves you, draw near to him, and trust me, he'll draw near to you. James 4:8.
Because you, my friend, are worth more than a sparrow.
Amen. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Donna Leland with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.